With Psalm 90, we begin Book 4 of the Psalter. Book 3 had concluded with a psalm which recalled God's promises to David, and then the psalmist asked God why things were now in such a mess. Jerusalem was defeated, its temple desecrated and then demolished. The wealthy and educated families were all forced into captivity in far-off Babylon. The superscription of today's psalm reads, "A prayer of Moses, the man of God." Most modern scholars realize that this does not imply literal authorship. Instead, the superscription, at least to me, indicates that some of the themes in Psalm 90 were also present during the lifetime of Moses. Some lines in Psalm 90 suggest that it may have been composed during the Babylonian exile. The parallels in the lives of Jews during the time of Moses and during the time in Babylon are fascinating. The Jews were captives in Egypt. Now they are captives in Babylon. Moses arose as a charismatic leader, taking the Jews out of Egypt. And now, in Babylon, the Jews are waiting for another Moses, a leader, possibly a Messiah, who will take them back to Jerusalem. Psalm 90 freely admits the nation's past wrongdoings. Verse 8, "Thou hast set our misdeeds before thee, and our secret sins in the light of thy countenance." Psalm 90 also focuses on the brevity of life. Verse 10, "The days of our age are 80 years and 10. And verse 12, one of my favorites, "O teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." Psalm 90 concludes with a timely prayer, "Prosper thou the works of our hands." O prosper thou our handiwork.